Are you prepared to prepare for the commission of your life? Lord for his terrible acts, O Lord. Now is the time. Forgive the things heavenward, so as his crimes grow to where they bear fruit for the eternal glory of the Lord Jesus. We are never sorry. I know many women who are bold. They serve the Lord all their life. They're happy. Not one of them has ever said, I wish I served the world. I wish I'd been a CEO. Now, the man will say, why do you think that you can do any better? Bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ when they are with you. And you ever brought them to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and the salvation.
Whatever you want, whatever you do. 10,000%
inherit that bar in the future. Only God can see into the future, and you can demonstrate age after age after fulfilled prophecy. No other book is like this. And you talk, you know, these things. Honestly, if there won't be a little bit of that word or not. Now, you know the connection. Most of them are terrible events. I doubt it. Probably everyone is going to know something in their own age that Moses is reading a week. A week. Huh? Can you demonstrate to someone like that? The power of God, which is the heart of creating heaven and earth, is the real, one, true, living God. And you talk to a person who doesn't believe they do that, a very long thing is, and demonstrate to them that your God is real. You should learn these things. You can ask the Lord now, I will present to you your word is just witness to enormous influx of cosmos, beings, and kingdoms. And you look at them and speak to them about your God. Do you know what they can do? Do you understand where their heart lies, where their trust is? And you show them that we have something far greater. We have the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Can you show them that Jesus Christ is the answer to all the world's problems? Do you know that he's the answer to all the world's problems? And then the most honored among you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, as the answer to all his terrorism, as his Jesus Christ. Not the home, what is it called? On the famous planet? Hold on to this. The answer to all of the problems is Jesus Christ. And I said, I'm the same. And there was some of them out of that say. What a difference that would make. Imagine if you knew us, and you knew us, began to be saved. What a difference it would make in the world. Jesus Christ is the answer to every problem you have in your heart. He's the answer to every problem in our home, in our school, in this world. What are you doing? Prepare yourself. Fill the recognition that at the end of this world finals, that's the solution that God has provided, and he's chosen you to do it. Are you praying for the Lord to guide you in what you should?
Thank you.